KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, light rain, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 8 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall overnight through 7 a.m. And Messina reported 88 one-hundredths of an inch of rain over the past 24 hours. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Our forecast for today is calling for mostly cloudy skies with light rain, a high near 68. In the news, two people were injured during a single vehicle accident Thursday morning south of Kimbleton. The Iowa State Patrol says 53-year-old Terry Martin of Erling and 81-year-old Daryl Lieb of Kimbleton, neither of whom were wearing seatbelts, suffered serious injuries and were transported by LifeNet helicopter to the UNMC in Omaha. The accident happened around 10 a.m. Thursday on Bluebird Avenue when a 2013 Chevy Impala driven by Terry Martin drifted off the east side of the road as it was traveling northbound. The car entered a ditch and vaulted over a field drive before landing on its top. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted in its investigation by the Audubon and Shelby County Sheriff's Departments. Police in Council Bluffs arrested a man without incident Thursday afternoon following a bank robbery. Officers were sent at around 3:40 p.m. to 518 East Broadway for a robbery that had occurred 10 minutes earlier. Police located a man matching the description of the suspect in the area of Main Street and Broadway. Their investigation revealed 29-year-old Larry E. Burns of Council Bluffs entered the Centris Credit Union with a bandana over his face and demanded cash. Burns did not display a weapon. He obtained an undisclosed amount of cash and fled in a southerly direction. Burns was located about 7 minutes later with the stolen cash. There were no weapons recovered, and none of the personnel of the Centris Credit Union were injured. Burns was charged with robbery in the third degree and theft in the first degree, along with a probation violation. He was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. The investigation was assisted by officers of the 4th Judicial District Probation Office and FBI. A district court judge in Pottawatomie County Wednesday sentenced 29-year-old Paige Elizabeth Thurman of Council Bluffs to 140 months or 11.6 years in prison for possession with the intent to distribute a controlled substance and possession of a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime. Thurman was also ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release following her prison term. She pled guilty to the charges on April 5th. Thurman admitted that she possessed $6,100, a Colt 380 Mustang semi-automatic handgun, a digital scale, ammunition, plastic baggies, knife, a stun gun, and had 140.5 grams of methamphetamine on her person as well as in the vehicle she was driving back on September 8th of last year. Those items were discovered after she led law enforcement on a high-speed chase in Council Bluffs. Thurman admitted she possessed the methamphetamine with the intent to distribute it, and she possessed the handgun to assist in the distribution of the meth. Her case was investigated by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department and Council Bluffs Police Department and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A 24-year-old Guthrie County mother has been charged in the bathtub drowning of her 11-month-old son. The Des Moines Register reports Sierra Brasino has been charged with child endangerment resulting in death. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office said Brasino's baby drowned August 10th when she left him and his 2-year-old brother in the tub at their Bagley home. She told investigators she left the boys for about 5 minutes, but deputies believe the children were left alone longer. Brasino was already facing a child endangerment charge from April when the drowning occurred. In that case, officials say she was driving under the influence of methamphetamine and marijuana while her older son was in the vehicle. Brasino remained in jail Thursday on $25,000 bond. Her preliminary hearing was set for September 13th. Officials at the Creston Police Department report a teenage female was injured during a single vehicle accident that occurred around 7:15 p.m. Wednesday. 13-year-old Kayla Marie Mills of Orient was transported by EMS to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston for treatment of possible unknown injuries after the girl complained of pain. Mills was a passenger in a 2007 Saturn Ion driven by 16-year-old Courtney Marie Gross of Greenfield. The car was traveling south on Cedar Street in Creston and while attempting to turn right onto Adams Street went out of control. The vehicle hit a curb and continued off the road before coming to rest. The car sustained damage to the front wheel assembly from hitting the curb with both speed and force. Damage to the vehicle amounted to $800. Both girls were wearing their seatbelts and while no citations were issued, authorities said excessive speed was a factor in the accident. And the Page County Sheriff's Office Thursday released details about a single vehicle personal injury accident that took place Saturday at 7 a.m. The accident happened near the intersection of Highway 2 and W Avenue, about 3 miles east of Clarinda. An investigation determined 22-year-old Bradley Horatio Lehman of Sacramento, California, was driving a 2013 Chevy Cruze owned by Kevin Ritchie of Bedford. The car was traveling east on Highway 2 and it left the road to the south and entered the ditch. The vehicle continued in the ditch while Lehman attempted to get back on the road. The vehicle then struck struck a cable guard barrier on the ditch side of the roadway and continued east along the ditch side of the guard barrier, causing damage to the barrier. The car came to the intersection of W Avenue and Highway 2, where it turned south at the embankment of W Avenue and came to rest on the edge of a pond at that location. Layman was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center for treatment of unknown injuries by Clarinda Ambulance, and charges are pending at this time. In our funeral announcements, John Jack Rasmussen, age 81, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life memorial graveside service for Jack Rasmussen will be today at 10 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Casey. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Franz Peter Cardell, age 92, of Avoca, died Sunday at the Missouri Valley Hospital. Funeral services for Franz Cardell will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family. Ronald Joseph McBride, age 65, of Temple, Texas, and previously of Atlantic, died August 21st. A memorial visitation with the family and friends will be held on Sunday from noon until 2 o'clock at the City Park in Hancock, with a military honor guard present at noon on Sunday for a short service and a lunch to follow. If the weather is inclement, the activities will be held at the Hancock Fire Station. Kathleen Flair, age 70, of Harlan, died August 21st in Atlantic. A visitation for Kathleen Flair will be on Sunday from 1 until 3 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. John Anthony Giefing, age 76, of Grant, died Tuesday. Memorial services for John Giefing will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Also, Rudy Moses, age 21, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Rudy Moses are currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Carolyn Comstock, age 80, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Carolyn Comstock are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.